Welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. This is a show for my barbers and stylists and entrepreneurs who wants to learn how to build their dream business in a way that lifts our talents, our message, and our products and our services get out to the world and still remain profitable. This is Arthur Lyle, and welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. Hey, welcome back. I'm so happy for you. Hey, let's talk about how to build a winning team. The funny thing about building a winning team is you really have to start with the end in mind. So how I built my winning team is, when I first started my barbershop, I really just didn't know how I wanted to make this thing work, right? So I started off with it was just me at first. I had an idea, started off with an idea. Like I said before, I really just started with a dollar and a dream. Now, how do you turn a dollar and a dream into, you know, what I have right now? Well, it starts with clarity. Now, I must be honest with you, at the beginning stages of me opening up my business, I had no idea what clarity really meant in business. I had no idea what it meant to really have clarity for yourself or your business. In fact, enough clarity to even share with somebody else. I had no idea. So I'm not telling you that you're going to know what that is right away. I'm not telling you that you're going to know exactly what you want to do and exactly who you want to hire, because you may not. And you might not even know what it looks like. But here's what I am telling you. I am telling you that, you know, with teaching and coaching, you can find out what the clarity is and what the clarity is for your business, and then how you can build a winning team with winning strategies. So that's what I'm gonna share with you on this video. I'm gonna share with you how to build a winning team with the perfect strategies. Nah, I don't wanna say they're perfect, but good strategies that help you, that actually help shape me. You wanna start off with a clear mission, right? Now, like I mentioned in a couple videos before, a clear mission is basically understanding the statement that describes your business, describes the mission, describes the understanding that you want people to know and what you want to achieve with every particular person who walks in and out of that door, whether it's a employee or rather it's a customer. What is that mission? Like, what do you set out to do every day, no matter what? Now, that's a mission statement. Now, the clearer that mission statement is, the better the understanding you have to when you're recruiting. Okay, so one of the things that I did when I was recruiting my first team, I knew one thing. I knew that, like, you ever heard a saying, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. So that was kind of the idea that I kind of jumped into this business with. Like, I really didn't want to have a whole bunch of new old dogs or new old barbers or stylists, you know, to come onto the team, because it was difficult to reshape mindsets, because I already had a hard enough time shaping my own mindset on how I wanted my barbershop to actually look. Here's the thing. Here's how I actually shaped, you know, the vision and the mission statement for my barbershop. I did some surveys on clients, you know, a lot of my own clients that I had prior to me opening up. I asked them simple questions like, what would you like to see in a barbershop? You know, I asked them another, you know, I have a series of questions. I would say, what makes you not want to go to a barbershop? You know, why would you come yourself and not bring your children? You know, why wouldn't you bring, what would stop you from bringing your grandparents to the barbershop or the business or the salon? So I would ask them really strategic questions like that, and they would answer them for me. Now, them answering those was the things that I took, whether good or bad, and I would say, okay, well, I do not want my, if, for an example, if a person said, I'll go get a haircut there, but I would never bring my kid there or my daughter there because they're too vulgar, they speak bad languages, they cuss too much, or, you know, something like that, right? So, like, it's just too loud, they play rap music, they play, you know, this music, that music, whatever, right? If it's music, you know, whatever it is for you, you know, your demographic that you're looking for, I would do that study first, because it's important to do that study, because now, once you do your demographics and you're finding out who you want to target, you know what they want and what they want to accept. So now you know how to set up the opportunity, you know how to set up the atmosphere for your clients. So what you can do is, now when we get, like I said, further on when we talk about marketing, that'll give you a blueprint on how you can market and target the people that you really want to attract, the people that your superstar clients. If you do your homework first, like I always say, start with the end in mind. A lot of times you can't get to the finished product because you don't know, you don't have a target, you don't have any goals set up prior, you know? So that's why this course is so important, is because I'm helping you craft your goals with the end in mind. So this will give you longevity in your business. You know, these principles that I'm teaching you are going to help you have, you know,
years upon years upon years of loyal customers, loyal business, and loyal following, loyal, you know, employees and things like that, because these are key principles that your average, you know, business don't offer. So I'm giving you these cutting edge tips because I want you to be successful in your business. Okay. If some of these tools that I had, if I wish I would have had these tools when I first started out, because, you know, these are the tools that, like, I had to learn by failing and understand, oh, okay, so not to do that. But I'm cutting you the shortcuts by giving them to you straight now because you've invested in yourself and purchased this course. So I want you to make sure you get as much value as possible when you're getting ready to start your business. Clarity is power. The clearer you are on your mission statement, that allows you to recruit. So what I did was, when I started doing my recruiting for my winning team, and mind you, I must say, like, to give you an understanding of why I say I have a winning team. So I've been in business for 10 years, and three of the barbers that still works with, that works with me now have been with me for 10 years. So they've been with me, you know, for the most part, the whole time. You know, I mean, I shouldn't even say for the most part, they've been with me the whole time. So with that being said, there's something special about a person that's really rocking with you that many years to the point where, like, hey, I haven't went and tried another barbershop or other salons or anything like that because I like it here. And over the years, we had many, many, many changes. I made many changes. You know, it wasn't the best, you know, especially starting out because it was a new shop. In fact, but me providing and being clear with, you know, the mission, and my mission aligned up with their mission and their vision and their goals. So here's the thing. When you're in business, you have to think about the people that you're looking to employ. Or what I mean by that is, like, how, it can't be a win-lose. It has to be a win-win. Yes, you're the business owner. You have the ideas and the thoughts and all of these things that you came to grips with. But how can you help your employees or the people that's following you to get to that next level? And the moment that you don't have a growth opportunity for them, they will leave you. So you always want to continuously be giving them new opportunities for growth. So how are you going to be growing your team and making sure that they still have a winning opportunity, something to level up, a next up? Like, what is the next level? That's the key component of having and building a winning team. Is there growth in your business? If there's no growth, they will leave, and which they should. But you're going to be a person of value because you're going to be continuously learning and traveling and doing things that make your business better, because if they make more money, you make more money as a business, okay? And that's the objection. I want you to make sure that everybody wins. That's our motto here, everybody eats, because I want you to win in my business, because guess what? You're a reflection of myself. Now, if you're a reflection of myself, I don't want to be a bad reflection of you because, you know, you're not winning, because that means I'm a bad manager or a bad boss or a bad business owner. And I don't want those type of staples over my head. I want to sleep well at night knowing that I did everything I could to make you a better person, a better barber or stylist or entrepreneur that, you know, you can take and help and go out and help your family and things like that. So that's kind of the type of person I am. And when you want this type of business, that's the type of person you need to be. Is always learning, always helping to build a winning team. So one of the super secret ninja hacks to building a winning clientele is, it's like I said a little bit before, don't go trying to teach old dogs new tricks. Go directly to your barber schools or salons, barber schools, and get those newbies, right? And the reason for that, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You want somebody with some experience. They may come in with clientele, and yeah, maybe so. But here's the thing: you can't shape them. And if you want to be a leader, you want to learn how to shape people into being their best self. So what I did was I went to the barber school and I grabbed some of the top barbers from my likings that I thought not only were good hair cutters, but had good morals and good mechanics. Okay, so good values, and their values matched up with my values. So that made us a good fit. See, it's not always about the cut. It's about the values that people have and set for themselves and the goals that they have. And that's what makes the connection. So when you're looking to hire or find new barbers, don't just put anybody in your chair just for the quick buck. Look for people that have values. Look for people that want to grow. And look for people that's team players. Now, when you put a system together behind that, you will build a winning team. And so if you have any other questions as far as like how to build a winning team, I will probably have some in a link or in somewhere in a Barber's Academy library where you can have more resources on, you know, finding more winning strategies for, you know, building a winning team. But for the most part, those are the key components, you know, finding people with their own self-values and self-worth. So before we close out this lesson, I also want to talk about the vision statement. So the vision statement and the mission statement is two different things. So the vision statement is, you know, your goals and your values and your standards for your barbershop or salon business that sets the tone. Okay, so, and that's kind of what I'm saying when I was recruiting. I wanted to make sure that my people that I brought on the team understood the values that I have set for myself and for my business. You know, one of anyone cross those values or those, and it's not necessarily rules, but values. It's a standard. You know, it's a standard of living and it's a lifestyle, so to speak. So once you set that tone, then and you set it from the beginning, then you don't have to worry about later on trying to come back and trying to clean up things and, you know, but set the tone first. Again, start with the end in mind. That will close up this particular session on how to build a winning team. So, key takeaways and your homework. Your homework for this particular video is, what would you do to build your winning team? Now, were any of these strategies, you know, helpful to you, or will you use these, or do you have your own? And the other question for your homework is, write out your mission statement and your vision statement for your business. And what does that look like? And it doesn't have to be like crazy long. Normally, you know, it can be like 1 to 2 sentences. Like I tell you, mine is, Loud Styles and Cuts will provide a safe and comforting atmosphere in which customers will be able to relax both their body, their minds through a wide range of services. We will strive to build a strong relationship with each individual customer. And Loud Styles and Cuts welcomes all ages, gender or race. Our goal is to maintain a well-respected, trustworthy establishment where the customer feels that he or she can sit down, close their eyes, and experience a stress-free moment. So that's the mission statement, and that's pretty much the value of what this business represents. Now, holding up to that, you know, those standards is difficult, it's hard, and it's challenging, you know, but we go above and beyond. And that's what you strive to do every day. You know, every day is not the best, but you keep it up and you keep striving to keep those values up front and your mission statement. And those are the things that will make your business stand out from others. And it's going to make you, you know, raise up your business and be the top recommended barber shop or salon in your area. So I hope this helps, and I'll see you on the next one. So I'll see you at the top. Peace and love.
This has been a Cutting Edge Secret Podcast. I'm Arthur Lyle, and thanks to our sponsors, Barber's Eye, where we make it all happen for hair entrepreneurs' dream come to a reality by seeing the vision within. You can find them at barberseye.com. If you have any feedback on today's episode, please DM me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, underscore Lyle, L-Y-L-E, on Instagram, and or repost and tag me on your page, and I love to hear from you. And join us again next time for more cutting-edge secret tips and tricks for the industry pros. Thanks for listening. Peace and love, and I'll see you at the top.